Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on forbearance, tolerance, and being lenience, being soft. In other words, the person has composure, he deliberates over what he does, and he is very kind, courteous in the way he conducts himself. Today's hadith, an Abi Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, anna rajulan qala lin nabiyyi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, awsini, qala la taghdab. فردد مرارا قال لا تغضب رواه البخاري. Hadith Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that the man said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, advise me. These were the words this man said. He told Rasulullah sallam, give me some advice, advise me. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam told him, do not get angry. He repeated the request several times, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, do not get angry. Now this hadith may sound like a very simple hadith, that a person comes up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he asks for advice, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't get angry. Again he asks for advice, again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, don't get angry. Again he asks for advice, again Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling him, do not get angry. So we learn a few things from this hadith. First thing we learn is that advice doesn't always have to be very long. Sometimes even this word, la taghdab, two words. Do not get angry. In English it will translate as three words, but in Arabic, la taghdab. Do not get angry. And that can be sufficient for the person that is asking the advice. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps he knew that this person that is asking the advice, this is the weak point in this person. If he corrects that weak point, then everything else in his life will come right. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, do not get angry. So this anger is such a thing. Ulama explained that shaitan uses two forms of attack on a person generally. One form is he uses shahwat, khaishat. He uses attractions. He uses forms of pleasure to try and catch this person in his net. In other words, those things that a man finds attractive, those things that he gets pleasure in, he attracts him with that. Whether it's haram income, he's looking very attractive, I can get this money, I can do so much with this money, I can go for holidays, I can buy a flat, I can do my house up, I can get a new car. So he's not interested whether that money is halal or is haram. That is not any concern. So long as he's looking attractive, shaitan uses that attraction. Either the attraction of a woman, either the attraction of guna, either the attraction of some type of sinful pleasure. Shaitan uses this one form of attack. It's anything that looks attractive, get the person, whether it's halal or haram. That food is looking very nice. I don't know whether it's halal, I don't know whether it's haram, but it's looking so nice. It is attractive. So he uses his khayshat now, the weakness in men, to get him attracted to that haram. And the other thing ulama explained, is shaitan uses ghussa, uses anger to get a person involved in sin. So one is uses passions and other is uses anger. So here Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, do not get angry. Ulama give the example of anger. What happens is when a person gets angry, then he loses his zehni tawazun. He loses his mental focus, his mental balance is lost. So now when the mental balance is lost, then what happens? A person forgets who he is. He forgets sometimes where he is. He may even be in front of the Kaaba Sharif and the vulgar language is coming out because he's angry. So a person forgets where he is. He forgets who he is. He even forgets what he's saying. Sometimes you'll find a person may be next to the member of the masjid, but because he's angry, this person will say all sorts of things. Even he may speak lies. He doesn't care. In that anger, he is saying it. Why? Because of anger. Yet you will find another person who may not even be dindar also, may not have any type of link with the masjid. But if he is brought into the masjid and say, right, speak in front of the, right by the member of the masjid, did you do this or did you not do this, speak the truth. And you will find that person now will speak the truth. But yet a person who may be pious, religious, but when anger overtakes him, even if he is in front of Baytullah Sharif, when he is in front of the member, whether he is in the masjid, it doesn't make a difference. Person loses himself momentarily, and we learn how many things happen. Therefore, Ulama explained that when this person is in that state of anger, one of two situations happen. Either he is angry with somebody that is weaker than him. If he is angry with somebody that is weaker than him, automatically he goes into excess mode. In other words, he may hit the person, he may be vulgar with the person, he may be rude to the person, he may do some type of hukukul, he may usurp some type of hukukul ibad, go against the rights of the person, and doesn't matter how much of tawbah he makes, until and unless the person's rights he usurped didn't forgive him, that person won't be forgiven. So So this is a dangerous thing. So therefore, person has to be very careful. So one is a person that is weaker than him. Ulama explained, even a person that is stronger than him, then also this anger, what it will do, is he may not be able to vent that anger directly in front of this person, but when that person is not there, then he may ghibat about the person. If it is true that he is still ghibat, talking bad about him, or what he may do is he may make false accusations against the person. Somehow, some bad news must get about to the some bad news he may say about him, use bad words against him, not in his presence but in his absence, which is also a sin. So yea, sin upon sin. So therefore Ulama explained that this anger is such a thing that we should keep it away. Hazrat Ji Mawlana Masihullah Rahmatullahi would often say that ghussa pas na aye. Ghussa pas na aye. Then don't allow this anger to come even close to you. Keep anger far away from you. If that anger is far away from you, a person will know his limits with his wife, he'll know his limits with his children, he'll know his limits with his employees, he'll know his limits with the musallis. You'll find that all the time this person will be able to maintain that high level of composure, which is one of the aspects of this chapter that we're doing. So therefore, ghussa pasna ayah. So we may ask the question that why did Allah Ta'ala create anger in the person? Allah Ta'ala has created anger in the person as a form of defense. When there is a need for him to defend his life, that anger now comes in, and now he's able to defend. When he has to defend his property, then he is able, that anger now comes in, kicks in, he defends, but to the extent that he needs to defend, not beyond that. He's walking on the road, somebody comes to rob him, now he's able to defend himself with that level of anger that Allah Ta'ala has given him. He is in jihad, and now he has to express that anger. So now there is a room for it, there is a certain place for it, but as a general rule, ghussa pasna aye, la taghdab, do not get angry. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.